poetry as insurgent art. I am signaling you through the flames. The North Pole is not where it used to be. Manifest destiny is no longer manifest. Civilization self-destructs. The goddess Nemesis is knocking at the door. What are poets for in such an age? What is the use of poetry these days? The state of the world calls out for poetry to save it. If you would be a poet, if you would be a poet, create works capable of answering the challenge of these apocalyptic times, even if this means sounding apocalyptic. You are Whitman, you are Poe, you are Mark Twain, you are Emily Dickinson and Edna St. Vincent Millay, you are Jack Hirschman, you are Neruda and Mayakovsky and Pasolini. You are an American or a non-American. You can conquer the conquerors with words. If you would be a poet, write living newspapers. Be a reporter from outer space, filing dispatches to some supreme managing editor who believes in full disclosure and has a low tolerance for bullshit. If you would be a poet, experiment with all manner of poetics, erotic, broken grammars, ecstatic religions, heathen outpouring, speaking in tongues, bombast public speech, automatic scribblings, surrealist sensing, streams of consciousness, found sounds, rants, and raves, to create your own limbic, your own underlying voice, your ur voice. If you call yourself a poet, just don't sit there. Poetry's not a Buddhist sedentary occupation, not a take your seat practice. Stand up and let them have it. You have so little time. You have so much time to do it. Have wide-angle vision. Each look, a world glance, express the vast clarity of the outside world, the sun that sees us all, the moon that strews its shadows on us, quiet garden ponds, willows where the hidden thrush sings, dusk falling along the river run, and the great spaces that open out upon the sea, high tide and the heron's call, and the people, yes, the people, all around the earth, speaking babble tongues, give voice to them all.